So President Biden gave the graduation speech at the U.S. Coast Guard's Academy ceremony yesterday. And he was pretty annoyed that the graduates weren't into his jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it out.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war.
That was a joke?
It was a little... I would think that that's something that you 100% have to be in the Coast Guard or the Navy to understand.
Or clearly, if you're in any of them, you still don't find it funny. I had to listen to it 10 times, and I still didn't understand why it was funny.
Right.
But then he got mad that they didn't laugh.
Good.
It's like when you're at a show, a comedy show, and you don't laugh at the comedian.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, exactly. You guys all right? This is what he says.
You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap.
And now you have to.
He's like, I think, really, read between the lines, I think when I tell a joke, you would have an opportunity to kiss my behind, is what you would do right now.
Do you realize that
I am
the president of the United States of America, and I just told a joke, and then everyone's like...
Right, now you're great. Now, you're right, boss. You are number one. You're the best.
That's funny. Yeah. And then he went on to boast about when he was in college, he also used a fire extinguisher and he assaulted his dorm's RA. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, he went on. It still worked out for me, right?
Yeah. Now I'm president.
He's like,
here,
look
right?
at me.
Well, you
I
know you're going to tell a couple cheesy jokes during a commencement speech. That's going to happen, Anna. But you have to impart wisdom and give them something to get excited about, too.
Oh, it's exciting. So Raven and I have never been asked to give a graduation speech, most likely because nobody cares what we think. Or has any respect for
an example. By all means, stay in school.
Right. But Raven, maybe you can start off by giving your commencement speech.
I would love to. Thank you very much here, Anna. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, class of 2021. You did it. You survived the worst high school experience in 100 years, and you did it with flying colors. Colors which were proudly displayed on your face masks and painted windows of every vehicle that took part in your classmates' lame birthday parade. Mm-hmm. You thrived, seniors, while your year went remote, crushed your virtual homecoming. Never again. Welcome to adulthood, and as the world opens back up, so does an endless list of possibilities. Go forth with enthusiasm, pair direction, and determination with your dreams.
Oh.
Dance with reckless abandon. Scream your heart out at a concert if you want. Kiss a stranger, Anna Zapp. Maybe check their Vax card if you want first. But kiss a stranger anyways. Mm-hmm. Make mistakes and recover again. That's the point. The important thing is never give up because your life will be what you make it, not what anyone else has decided for you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Cake party!
Yeah!
Wait a minute. Can't say that. College party. Sorry.
Right. Isn't it funny how most graduation speeches always have some kind of reference to, like, I hope you dance? Like, do you know?
Dancing's a big thing.
It's always a thing. Like, when
you never dance as good or as unafraid as you do as a senior as well. So, like, I mean, seriously, like, maybe a freshman or sophomore in college, but after that, you're always going to think somebody's watching you.
I hope you dance in the rain. You just dance and dance. It's like, what am I doing all this dancing? Like, I have to go to work now.
You're stalling now, all right? Commencement speech, Anna's commencement speech is coming up next.
It's going to be so inspirational. It's next. President Biden gave the graduation speech at the U.S. Coast Guard's Academy ceremony. And he was pretty annoyed because the graduates weren't into his jokes. If you missed it a few minutes ago, this is what it sounded like.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war.
Nothing.
Nothing. Right.
There's like one guy.
Yeah.
I think that might have been his speechwriter.
Right. Then he got mad and he said this.
You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap.
You're like, right.
All right.
You have the opportunity whenever I say anything to clap a lot enthusiastically and act like I'm the best.
And Raven and I got sad because nobody ever asked us to give the graduation speech at anything.
Yeah, not likely to happen.
Yeah. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, Raven gave his graduation speech to the high school graduating seniors.
I feel like it was very motivational, you know, gives them a lot to look forward to, pump them up a little bit. A couple terrible jokes in there, too, but not quite as bad as the president or anything.
No, they were just as bad. But if you missed it, you could always check up on our podcast page at annaandraven.com. But now it's time for me to give my speech. But this is for graduating college seniors, okay?
Okay. All right.
To the graduating class of 2021, you did it! You graduated in this year. Well, it's the past year and a half, let's be honest, has been crazy. But here's the good news. There probably won't be another pandemic for another 100 years, and then you'll be dead! So you won't have to even worry about it. Thank you. Thank you. And what do you have to worry about right now? Finding a J-O-B. Some of you have worked hard during your college years, and this is actually a great time to find a job. Because everybody just got laid off, and now these companies are looking to replace those jobs with people that will work for literally next to nothing. Yeah, I know. This is great news for you because you're 22 and you probably still live at home with your parents, but it's not so great for your parents that actually have to pay the mortgage. Hashtag truth hurts. Is that trending on TikTok? I'm not really sure. Okay, yeah. But then there's the others. You know who you are. While your dorm mate was up all night working on their thesis papers, you were the one at the bar at 2 a.m. starting the chant, "No last call, no last call." And for you, you'll have a mediocre career, probably hosting a radio show. But I'd like to leave you with these quotes that I just made up. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You must be the change you wish to see in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Eat, pray, love. And I hope you dance. Just do it. Now, if everybody will please join me. No last call. No last call.
It's not your best work ever.
I just want to say that I'm available for any high school graduations and college graduations. If you need somebody to give a speech, I'm like 100%. Just call me. Literally, I'm so available.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, your schedule's open.
Yep.